He's pretty good about that himself, but you know, we just keep plugging away and trying to find speed. Like I said, we haven't got the finishes we've deserved. Obviously, we haven't had the speed we've wanted. We, you know, I feel like most races we've been 5th to 10th place cars, which isn't good enough. And you know, we just keep plugging away at it. And you know, he's a racer, so he's going to give you 110% no matter what he's got. And you know, it's just up to us to figure out, you know, with this new package and everything, what he needs to go fast. And obviously, this weekend was a different package than what we've been racing. But you know, it's still. You know, it's never bad to win, especially when it's for $1 million.
All right, go ahead.
Mark Carroll, PRN. Chad, because you guys haven't won in so long, what was the initial feeling? Was it excitement that we won or relief that we finally won?
I think a little bit of both. Obviously, relief, because, you know, we had a couple of good years there where we won a lot of races. And last year we got a lot of second-place finishes and we're in contention to win, just couldn't close it off. So, like I said, any win's a big win. Obviously, this weekend's a little bit different because it's not points racing, but still everybody's laying everything out on the line because it's not a points race, and, you know, you're racing for $1 million. So it's I think, more relief for me than probably excitement, but by tomorrow maybe it'll be a little bit more exciting.
All right, additional questions? We'll take one to Bob.
I have two. Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Chad, what does this do for maybe the confidence of you and Kyle in each other? I mean, it seemed, especially kind of after Richmond, that there might be some frustration.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're referring to there.
I mean, him taking the car to the hall, you know, you're like, hey, come to pit road. He was like, and then he took it to the hauler because he knew it was.
Yeah, he knows better than anybody else. So, you know, it definitely couldn't be out there. We couldn't have fixed it. So he knows better than anybody, but I don't know if there's ever been any frustration between the two of us. You know, I've got 100% confidence in him. I believe it's the same, from him to me. We're just plugging away. You know, it's the same group of guys that we won races with, and you know, it's a different package and a lot of things different this year. You know, we definitely haven't started off like we wanted to, but normally we start off pretty well and then don't end up finishing very well. So hopefully, we're on pace to kind of hit our stride and get to where we're stringing together some finishes and competing for wins towards the end of the year.
And with the passing that we saw tonight, how much do you think will be replicated in the 600 or with the radiator ducts and the different splitter? Is there no correlation?
I think it's really hard to say. I'd have to go back and watch the race because, obviously, for me, I'm watching our car, not everybody else's, so I can't really comment on how easy it was to pass. I felt like when you run the open, you kind of have an advantage the first, you know, especially with the first 30-lap run, of being on track, knowing what to expect, being able to adjust on your car, where the guys that are in the All-Star race don't have that. So it's a good time to take advantage of that information and being able to gain some of the track position back pretty quickly.
And I have one more. NASCAR shared with us some of what they found in their study of the Talladega crash, that they felt the car lifted because of damage in the right front quarter panel, and it lifted more from the right side rather than it being rear lift. Is that what you, I mean, do you kind of agree with what they were showing you? And is there anything, they said that no changes need to be done to the cars. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think there's no arguing that the right side of the car came up before the, you know, more than rear. The car was, you know, at 60 degrees a yaw, and it was laid over on the left-hand side, and the right side skirts came off the ground, and it got airborne. And, you know, it had pretty significant right side damage from where the 24 came over and hit us. So, you know, definitely I think that had a big factor in it. You know, it's not for me to say, but, yeah, I don't know that you could disagree with it. I think the encouraging part to me was how well the car held up, you know, in the driver cockpit area. Everything stayed where it was supposed to. Our biggest concern was the mirror bracket got ground off. So to me, when you have a accident like that and to come out of it unscathed and only be worried about a bracket's a pretty big, you know, attaboy for NASCAR and how safe the cars are nowadays.
All right. Any final questions? All right. Well, congratulations on your win. You'll probably enjoy this one a little bit and then obviously get back to work in advance of next week's Coca-Cola 600.
All right. Thank you, guys.